coming up on Packers Today. The Packers hit the bye riding high after their breakout performance on offense.
Snap to A-Rod, lofts right side of the end zone. Jordy, touchdown!
Beautiful!
Vintage Jordy Nelson from Aaron Rodgers!
Can the Packers keep it going? Have they turned the corner on offense? We'll talk about it next. Plus,
the handoff to Riddick, he's hitting, driven down.
The Packers defense is fast becoming a mean, green, wrecking machine. The bulldozing of running backs continues. It's the bye week edition of Packers Today, and it starts right now.
Under pressure from Backbrook, he's on. Demarius Randle just took it away from the receiver. There is your dagger.
It's coming at a great time. We're going to rest up, try to get some guys healthy, and get back at it next week.
I don't know if anybody really loves the bye being this early. You know, it'll be a long season coming back after this.
This is an opportunity for us to get on a roll, get healthy, and start moving in the right direction.
I think our team at full strength is going to be really good. We got to get to full strength, though.
Hello, and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Ted Stefaniak alongside Larry McCarron. It is week four of the NFL season, and the bad news is, after playing so well last week for the Green Bay Packers, they have a bye week this week. They are off, and my leaves aren't even off my tree yet. So no raking to be done. But I know,
you know
one
thing. The thing is, yeah. Ted, no matter when the bye week comes, it's always at a good time. I don't care if it's week 4, week 8, week 12. Everybody, when it gets here, it's a good time for the bye week.
Good time because of health issues. It always seems like guys are a little bit dinged up, and certainly the Packers missing 5 guys last week.
Yeah, 5 defensive starters on the injury report, and it's kind of an interesting mental phenomena. If you leave town during the bye week and are not here for treatments, the onus is on you to come back healthy. And I got a sense that most guys left town, so hopefully the Packers will be a very healthy football team when they come back.
Get healthy, guys, that's for sure. You know what did get healthy last week was the offense. 31 points scored by the Packers in the first half against the Lions.
You know what really stood out to me, Ted, is a couple things. One, Aaron Rodgers was lights out, terrific. And the other thing, I detected a real sense of urgency among his receivers to win their one-on-one battles. I mean, it was serious business. It's no different than a lineman winning one-on-one. They got to win one-on-one, and they did it.
Sure did, and they certainly needed that, especially after that rough week in Minnesota back in week 2.
I definitely think we responded in the right way. Gives us a glimpse of how good we can be, you know, once we're all on the same page.
We know what we can do, and that's why we weren't worried about anything. We just knew we needed to execute. Sometimes we can make it look very easy. Sometimes we make it look very hard. It's the game of football.
I care about winning, and then also what it feels like, and we need to harness that feeling that we had in the first half and keep doing that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody gives a you-know-what if the offense is back or not. It's just about winning.
Yes, we certainly appreciate Aaron keeping it clean for the audience
this
morning. Yes, absolutely. But you know what? We'll say it. It looked like the offense was back. And, of course, it starts with Jordy Nelson being active and productive.
When you think about it, Ted, and I thought it was really interesting this past week when Mike McCarthy said for the first time since him and Aaron Rodgers have been working together that the running game is actually ahead of the passing game. But when you look at it, the running game, all the components are back, which consist of Eddie Lacy and the offensive line. One change in the offensive line, but basically the components are all there, so they just kind of pick up where they left off. And even though Jordy and Aaron have worked a ton together, it was still a year away. And so incorporating him back in the offense and getting comfortable with what he's doing and how to use him and so forth, maybe it's a little unrealistic to think that it wouldn't take a little time. However, I should point out, Jordy's been productive. Packers leading receiver, 17 catches, 4 touchdowns already. But I think you saw an evolution of moving toward taking advantage once again of all the things Jordy can do.
And he did some big things in that game and throughout the season, as you mentioned. But, you know, the other thing that really kind of stood out was these guys are having fun. Their body language was much different this week, and I guess that goes along with a win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ted. When you're successful and you're making plays, of course you're having fun. And I get what the guys are saying in that regard. You can't treat it like it's life and death, even though it almost is. You can't treat it that way. No. You still got to play, and I mean play the game.
Yeah, well, the Packers certainly made some big plays in that game against the Lions and had some even bigger celebrations. Even Jordy Nelson was involved.
I'm one that usually doesn't show too much emotion. I'd rather just, you know, hand the ball in and continue on. We're just having some fun. I mean, it's what we got to do. I mean, we're getting to play football for a living on Sundays. Might as well enjoy it and have fun with it. So it's kind of fun to act a little different than normal.
And when you see a guy like Jordy Nelson having a little bit of fun, I think that's, you know, it's infectious for the team, especially the younger guys.
I think the old saying, Ted, is attitudes are contagious. And when you got an established veteran getting enthusiastic, it's got to translate to everybody, old, young, everything in between.
Still to come on Packers Today, what's Coach McCarthy always say? You get what you emphasize.
Is this run defense for real?
When we return, why the Packers' run defense has been so stingy. And later, the development of Titletown continues. The Packers have released plans for the public plaza. We'll show you the renderings. Packers Today is back after this.
Ability to run the football and stop the run, it was a very high priority. You know, it wasn't just part of the, you know, the speech that you give every year. It was, we applied more time, energy, emphasis there. That component, I feel good about after 3 weeks.
Run the ball and stop the run. And through the first three games of the season, the Packers are seeing their hard work pay off. Among players with 30-plus carries, Eddie Lacy's 4.98 yards per carry is fifth best in the NFL. On the defensive side, the Packers rank tops in the league in rushing yards allowed per game and per play. Well, a lot of great things happening for this Green Bay Packer team on the run defense and the run offense. Of course, Eddie Lacy playing some pretty good football the first 3 weeks. What are you seeing from Eddie so far this season?
It's interesting. You know, all the talk leading up to the season was Eddie's weight and so forth. And I really don't care what he weighs, because it's not about what he weighs. It's about how he runs. And he is running with authority. I mean, you know that you're going to try to tackle a real-deal, full-grown man when Eddie Lacy hits it up in there. And I think the other thing that's interesting, Ted, is Eddie's averaging about 5 yards a carry. And normally when you have an average that high, you got a big, long run or two in there, like a 60 or 70-yarder. Eddie's longest is 28. So on a consistent basis, he is pounding that defense. Those add up to be body punches, and they wear on a team after a while.
That's how Larry sees it. What say you, Eddie Lacy?
Personally, I think I'm off to a pretty good start. I mean, you know, the offensive line is giving me opportunities, and, you know, I'm taking advantage of it. But, you know, it's still early in the season. You just got to continue to keep rolling.
So Eddie's getting the job done. Of course, he's got a lot of help from that offensive line. I can remember at one point in that Lions game that the offensive line just kind of shoved him down the line. It looked like a rugby scrum. But
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ted, because we'll be seeing that later on in the Chalk Talk. Don't miss that, friends.
Don't miss that. And you know what? The other thing we shouldn't miss or fail to talk about is this run defense. They have been outstanding this season. Do you know they've only allowed one run this season longer than 10 yards?
Yeah, they've been consistently good, and they've been making big plays in the rushing defense, and by that I mean tackles for losses. And the key to that is they are not a read and react defensive front. They are an attacking defensive front. It's not unusual to see a Green Bay Packer in the opponent's backfield, and if they're not making the play, they're disrupting the play until reinforcements arrive. And that penetration is really helping the Packers rushing defense.
Yeah, reinforcements like Jake Ryan, the inside linebacker, leads the team in tackles this season. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week.
Snap to Stafford, looking downfield, swings it out right side of Washington, hit in the open field, and driven down. Jake Ryan got his man.
You know, body's feeling a little sore, but I think this bye week's definitely going to help.
Bye week for everybody, helping out some of the guys that are injured. I think you had about five guys injured for that Detroit game. How difficult was it on Sunday against Detroit without those guys in there, and how do you think the other guys stepped up?
You know, I think the other guys stepped up well, and, you know, that's what we got to have. And we had a lot of young guys playing, and they did great.
He's held set!
You guys have been outstanding on the inside for those linebackers, mixing it up with Joe and also Blake. You guys are all pretty young in there. How do you guys gel with some of these older guys that are in this locker room and on the field with you?
And we've been here. I mean, we've done that. And, you know, I think it's just a communication thing with all of us. I mean, I was talking to the safety, talking to the linebacker, talking to the D-line. I think we're doing a really good job of that right now.
Blake might have the most famous nose in America right now. I don't know if you saw any of the television stuff. What were you thinking when you saw his nose on Sunday against the Lions?
I mean, I looked at him in the game, and I was like, come on now. Like, you got to do something about that. So they put like a little patch on him and done his nose. But hopefully he gets better over this bye week.
Jake Ryan's playing some really good football right
sure
now.
Is.
Leading tackler. Blake Martinez is the second leading tackler on this team. The rookie playing very well, but I think he got more notoriety for that bloody nose he had this week. In fact, the television announcers even referenced him as reminding them as Ray Nitschke.
I'll tell you one thing. Blake's got a lot more hair, Ted. And why we're in the neighborhood, I think we should also mention Joe Thomas, his played inside linebacker. Very snap, crackle, and poppish. He's been playing some good football.
Coming up next on Packers Today, a look at what the Packers have in store for the Public Plaza, which will be located in the heart of Titletown. I'll share those details when we return. And Larry takes you beyond the headlines in this week's Chalk Talk to show you the plays and the guys that contributed to last week's win. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. The development of Titletown District, just west of Lambeau Field, is well underway. Phase one of the project, which includes Lodge Kohler, Hinterland Restaurant, and a Bell & Health Sports Medicine Clinic, will be complete next summer. Also part of the first phase is a public park. Earlier this week, the Packers unveiled their plans for the park. The main attraction will be a sledding hill that'll send riders down from a height of 45 feet. The park will also include a skating rink, a plaza, an activity area, and a playground that will provide year-round fun. Larry?
During the bye week, we're going to operate under the radar and talk about the not-so-obvious. Here's this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Pro.
You know who's been the Packers' best and most consistent corner to date? Ladarius Gunter. He takes man coverage personal, and when it's time to play zone, he plays it with aggression.
Yes! He's up and into the open field. Oh, what a great play by Ladarius Gunter.
He's like all these young guys, you know. The more they play, the better they get.
There's a time and place for route combinations that get people open. But the Packers' passing game is at its best when receivers are winning their one-on-ones. Look at Davante Adams just torching a veteran nickelback.
To the end zone, touchdown! 14-yard touchdown pass on a quick slant to Davante Adams.
And now check out Jordy Nelson versus the Lions' best cover corner. That is winning your one-on-one.
It's a battle, but it's fun when we get out there and do what we can do and get in a rhythm, be productive, stay out of the chains, and make the play.
The Packers have been a team that hits, and it's been Joe Thomas leading their hit parade.
Joe Thomas, oh my goodness.
During the offseason, he was the forgotten man at inside linebacker. But through three games, he's been leaving a lasting impression on the opposition.
I'm just playing a lot faster now. You know, everything is just, I'm just seeing everything quicker, and I'm just more comfortable now, and I'm able to make plays.
Lane Taylor, doing just fine, thank you. He's shown the unique ability to just torque defenders out of the way. And he was right in the thick of it when the Packers glaciered their way to that incredible 8-yard gain against the Lions.
Pyle driving 30, still on his feet, keeps the lights turning, and down he goes.
You saw our offensive line just push that pile. Those are the type of runs that you really love to see because it's about finish. That was exciting to see.
And Ted, no question, Lane Taylor came in with some big shoes to fill. So far, he's filling them.
He's filling them. And did you mention torquing in that piece?
It's really cool, Ted. You got to think about it. Here is Taylor blocking a 300-plus pound man, and somehow, some way, he's strong enough to take that guy and go, huh, and just toss him out of the way. Not necessarily toss, but move him out of the way suddenly. It's pretty cool.
Coming up next, the Packers may be enjoying some downtime, but rest assured, their minds are focused on what lies ahead. When we return, we'll talk about the New York Giants and the NFC North. We'll be right back.
Takes the snap, he's back to throw. He's looking left for Odell Beckham Jr., makes a one-handed catch on the sideline. Manning back to throw. He's looking right for Cruz. Cruz makes the catch, runs out of a tackle at midfield, down the right sideline. Scramble to his left, and he's going to get sacked. Back to throw. He looks, throws one to Shepard to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants!
Larry's scouting report presented by Carmex will return next Sunday. But as you just saw, the New York Giants are playing some pretty good football under first-year head coach Ben McAdoo. His offense ranks 6th in the NFL, and his defense ranks 10th. The Giants are in second place in the NFC East. Well, once we get through this Sunday and the bye week, you know, you look ahead to the next 3 weeks, the Packers are at home. So a great opportunity here at Lambeau Field for the team. And it all starts next Sunday against the New York Giants. That's going to be a Sunday night game against a familiar face. Ben McAdoo now leading the Giants.
Yeah, Ben, former Packer assistant, was a longtime Packer assistant. And he was one of those guys that had future stardom written all over him. Extremely hardworking. Very conscientious, extremely bright. He's got the Giants heading in the right direction.
And they've got a really tough game on Monday playing Minnesota. And, you know, when you look at the NFC North right now, as we look back to week two and that close loss at Minnesota, you know, the Vikings are a team to keep an eye on, especially after their win at Carolina last week.
Very early, Ted, but the way it's shaping up, you know, the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings are going to be duking it out at the end. And the Green Bay Packers seem to be heading in the right direction. The offense was a question mark. Some of that question has been answered. And the Vikings, I got to tell you, I think they got better when Teddy Bridgewater got hurt and they got Bradford, because that guy can make all the throws, and we saw him a couple weeks ago.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Enjoy your time off, your bye week. And we will see you next week as we get ready for the New York Giants. Of course, you can follow the Green Bay Packers getting ready for that game against the New York Giants on Packers.com. We'll have you covered throughout the week. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. We'll see you next week, everybody.
The right side. inside, got his man between defenders, and it's taken away. Demarius Randle just took it away from the receiver.